A new culture clash comedy drama, Junebug, won a special jury prize for actress Amy Adams at this year's Sundance Film Festival. It opens in major cities this month. Our film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Junebug is one of the most unresolved movies I've ever seen. It's a sort of comedy and very entertaining, but it's full of dissonances, and in the end, it's devastating. On occasion, the direction seems out of sync with the script. Yet, its disjunctions are what make it so tantalizing. It pricks you in all kinds of places you can't put your finger on. The script is by Angus McLachlan, who's a playwright with a playwright's love of symbolism. There are echoes of Pinter's The Homecoming and Sam Shepard's Buried Child, both about a prodigal son's return with a new wife and the psychosexual feeling that bubbles up from the family sub-basement. The setting of Junebug is rural North Carolina, the childhood home of George, played by Alessandro Nivola. I'm not sure what George does, only that he left for Chicago and married, after a whirlwind courtship, a worldly, ambitious, and gorgeous gallery owner, Madeline, played by Embeth Davids. Madeline has staked her gallery's identity on outsider art, which brings her to a very strange painter, played by Frank Hoyt Taylor in North Carolina. He does big, bloody, Goya-esque Civil War canvases. He also lives close to George's family, whom Madeline has never met. She gets off on the wrong foot by calling George's mother Peg Pat, but Peg, who's played with scary intensity by Celia Weston, wouldn't have liked her anyway for keeping George from coming home. She's not encouraged by George's father Eugene, played by Scott Wilson, but this decent, humble, barely articulate man is a bystander. The younger brother, Johnny, played by Benjamin McKenzie from The O.C., measures himself against George and can't even bear to be in the same room. Most vivid is Johnny's very pregnant wife, Ashley, played by Amy Adams. Before Madeline even arrives, Ashley knows she'll be thinner and more beautiful. She's so threatened she goes to the opposite extreme from hate. She develops a huge sisterly crush on Madeline. Hear for yourself.
Are you wearing any makeup? Because you could wear more if you wanted to. You're so tall. I'm fair. But I like to experiment with a lot of different looks. Were you born in Chicago? I was born right here. Lived here my whole life. My favorite animal is the meerkat. Do you know what they are? They're so cute. Oh, I've got this little charm bracelet with meerkats on it. Do you have lots of boyfriends? I bet you did. Did you ever try out for cheerleading or anything? I tried out, but I didn't make it.
I was born in Japan.
You were not.
My father was in the diplomatic service, and then we moved to Africa, and then to Washington, D.C. for a short while, then back to Africa, and then to Chicago.
Wow. What kind of things did you like to do when you were a little girl? Like, what type of things?
Oh, reading and horseback riding.
At the same time?
No, I never tried it at the same time.
Ashley becomes the emotional center, not only because the role is superb, but because Adams, who was wonderful as the gullible southern would-be bride of con man Leo DiCaprio in Catch Me If You Can, is luminous and heartbreaking. Junebug has a scheme that's a little creepy, maybe even misogynistic. Is the city sophisticate Madeline the protagonist or the villain? Or both? She's madly flirtatious with George's brother and father. She has audible sex in the future baby's nursery. She preys on this southern culture without beginning to understand it. In the script's most heavy-handed touch, she has to make a moral choice between pursuing her private ambition or going to the hospital to be with her sister-in-law giving birth. It shouldn't really be an either-or issue, but here it has momentous weight. Although Madeline stands for all that's chaotic and shallow, you don't hate her, because Embeth Davids has too much buoyancy, and because Madeline's actions are instinctive and unconscious like everyone else's. And is keeping George away a good or bad thing? Depends on your perspective. When Madeline hears George sing a hymn sublimely at a church supper, she's enraptured and freaked out by the uncompromising faith in which he was raised. Director Morrison adds his own layer. The sound drops away, the talking stops, we get images of the clean, tasteful home and cared-for landscapes. Yet the plainness of this southern setting is deeply mysterious. Underneath the order and hospitality, there's something else. That backwoods painter's canvases are full of violent, racist, sexual envy, of an anger toward the North and the big cities that's woven into the social fabric. Junebug is full of, quote, quirky material, handled in the least quirky way imaginable. The editing is quick and arrhythmic, and it gives this sometimes too well-carpentered material a haunting spaciousness. I have issues with the movie, but after seeing it twice and thinking about it obsessively, I can only say, let Junebug bug you too.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.